Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
Hey Fam, and welcome to Hey Fam. My name's Levins.
My name's That Angus Truscott.
At That Angus Truscott.
At That Angus Truscott.
Across all social platforms.
Yeah.
This is Hey
Once
Fam.
Once you get a hot Funko Pop made of you, you become that.
Yep.
Andrew Levins.
So we were about to hit record, and Angus said, "Well, hit record now. I got some breaking news."
Well, you and I did our ritualistic warm up.
A brand new one that we only just started tonight, but we watched about 45 minutes of barbecue YouTube.
Yeah. It has to be from the middle of America.
Or south.
Or south. Yeah. It has to be like the Bible Belt.
The first ever YouTube channel I ever subscribed to was called Barbecue Pit Boys.
Yeah.
So we watched a few of those.
They were great.
Very long, slow videos. They cook slow and low. They also record and edit slow and low as well.
I think slow and low is basically their life motto, isn't it? It's how they approach everything from chilling with buds.
And they're like, you know, we're gonna show you tonight how to make some pork ribs.
And then we got to talk about Kevin Smith for some reason.
Of course, because we were doing like weird southern accents.
That's right.
And I feel like we just went into Kevin Smith's.
Well, then you
weird
recall
drawl.
His Fat Man on Batman when it used to be about Batman.
Well, his podcast was sick, and it was like him just interviewing people that used to be involved or loved Batman. So he did like two episodes of Mark Hamill. He did like...
Yeah, he did the Grant Morrison one. He did the Denny O'Neill one.
Yeah, fully. He did a bunch of Paul Dini. Yeah, there were some great episodes. But there was that ridiculous theme song, which so apparently I know all the words to.
Yeah, you do. Well, I just went to his Twitter and I just saw like the classic Kevin Smith selfie.
So tell me again, what is what's Kevin
Smith? It's at That Kevin Smith.
Thank you so much.
It's not this Kevin Smith or That Kevin Smith over there. Yeah. It is just That Kevin
that
Smith.
That there Kevin Smith.
And he says... Had periodontal surgery Friday. So it's gum disease.
Oh, damn.
Now, this next bit may shock you. That's not the tweet. This is me. So as of last Thursday at noon, I had to stop smoking weed. This is the face of 5 days without THC. In 2 days, it'll be the longest I've gone without weed since 2008. Hasn't been hard to do, but it's like eating spaghetti without the sauce. Bland. So Kevin Smith is off the sauce.
Crazy.
He's no longer smoking weed. I think he's been told he's not allowed to. I think he's destroyed his gums by blasting too many joints. Isn't that funny? He snooched so hard.
He snooched too much booch.
He snooched so fucking hard. He's like burnt his gums off or something. He has like gum infections and isn't allowed to smoke.
Because he was just celebrating like the however many years it's been since his heart attack and losing all the weight.
Yeah.
Like a week ago.
Like smoking the amount of weed he does cannot be healthy for anybody.
Well, I mean, like
he's inhaling like just
best case scenario, it's going to take years of your life. Worst case scenario, you make a movie with your daughter in it called Yoga Hosts
three times, and then you keep making movies with her. Repeat and keep casting Johnny Depp.
You make
as
another
a French
sequel
detective.
to Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you write Clerks 3 for the 9th time and threaten to release that.
Oh, that's great. Wow. So I wonder if this is going to like, you know, change the way he makes art.
Because I mean, so 2008, he's pretty much been smoking donk for like 15 years. He's been donking out for like 15 years.
Yeah. Wow.
I wonder if he's chimed in on his gram.
doing. Oh, he generally just does the same post on both. Like for a big life moment like that.
Yeah.
I want to know what the comments are like. Are people like?
Yeah, this one I want to check out the gram.
I also I'm like,
no, he didn't post on the gram.
No weed posts.
No, but he has an anniversary photo of him at heart attack and post heart attack.
So that was.
Like a lot more life in him when he was fat.
I mean,
he just looks sad.
That is just like when you're older and you lose the weight when you're older. And it's almost like, you know, have you ever like lost weight on your stomach and then you have like stretch marks? It's kind of like your face has stretch marks.
Comments, dude, you've stopped eating meat, stopped eating cheese, stopped smoking weed. Are you just running on sunshine and good vibes?
Are you just running on thinking your daughter's great. Hot? He's just running on casting his daughter in movies.
I had 3 teeth surgically removed a couple of years ago. Doc said no smoking at all. So I rigged a bowl up to a Weeble Wobble inflator.
What the fuck is a Weeble Wobble? Inflatable
toy. LMAO. It worked for 14 days. I couldn't smoke. MacGyver tokes. Guarantee that ends up in Clerks 3. Don't you think?
MacGyver tokes? Yeah, definitely.
Just that. This is how I feel every day living in the UK where it's illegal. It helps my pain, but I still can't get it. And then someone just wrote, can't you find a dealer?
Yeah. He's smoking people. Beans.
Your sacrifice is duly noted. Stay strong, soldier. Lung to smoke another day. That's an odor.
What?
Dude, stoner humor is so bad. Like old white stoner humor.
I thought it was the best thing in the world when I was in high school.
Well, that's when you're supposed to stop thinking it's
like,
the
can
best
you
thing.
Imagine sitting down and watching an entire Cheech and Chong movie now?
Of course not.
They are so slow. Like,
yeah, because you're supposed to be stoned. Yeah. It's like how like Teletubbies was made for babies. Like,
I'm pretty sure I've seen like 11 Cheech and Chong movies.
It's so funny. These guys are like been in hospital for 16 days now with no food and weed. It's been a torturous experience. The food is the worst, but the weed defense would help me relax more. I've watched all your movies on streaming. Thanks. People, it is
the difference between like if you drink every day, you are an alcoholic, and that's generally agreed upon.
If you do anything like that, you have to do every day, and I'm including coffee. Like there's a form of addiction every day. there's a form of addiction, you know.
Yeah, but it's like I don't know, like. By all means, like partake in the things that make
you
happy.
After having a coffee.
Oh man, if you drive a car every day,
yeah,
you're a driver-holic.
You're familiar.
The doctor told me to stop.
You're familiar. You're Vin Diesel. Yeah.
The doctor told me to stop driving cars. That'd be so good. Vin, post that to the gram. I'm delaying the album. My doctor said I'm rotting
a quarter of a mile at a time too much.
Rotting my gums by driving all these cars.
I keep smoking the exhaust.
Kygo said. The album's off unless you stop driving
my gums
cars.
My are bad, so I can't smoke weed.
I mean, that sounds really painful.
Yeah, I wonder if it's permanent, though, if he's like, I've had to let it heal for a month and then he'll start doinking again.
Doinking.
It is funny that his brand is completely like, I'm a weed guy now. Like,
yeah, but like from 2008. And isn't it Seth Rogen's fault?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how funny, like Seth Rogen this week announced that he has his own dealership now, right? Like,
yeah,
not car so. Dealership, like whatever the.
Well, no, he was too addicted to cars to open a car dealership.
Yeah.
He's not allowed near the gear. Weed? Yeah, fine.
Yeah, Seth Rogen has like his own weed strain or some shit that he's like, you can legally sell at his dispensary.
Yeah. Also, like, Seth Rogen is like, I do think, like, super talented compared to Kevin Smith. Like, he's earned it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, the worst thing Seth Rogen's ever done is the movie that Sausage Kevin Smith
Party.
Directed it in.
Oh, yeah, the one, Zach and Miri.
Yeah.
But, you know, did he make Sausage Party?
Have you seen Sausage Party?
No, I haven't.
Should we watch Sausage Party?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, great.
You know, he's, like, written some really great movies and stars in some...
Sausage Party.
Pineapple Express.
Zach and Miri Make Sausage Party.
All the hits. Yeah, he rules.
What is...
I have a soft spot for Seth Rogen.
I have a soft spot for Sausage Party. I don't know anyone that's watched that movie. And I'm like, why didn't...
I don't know why we...
Oh, you know who published it? Annapurna.
Yeah, I did know that.
That's bonkers. How good, like when you Google Sausage Party, the first thing comes up is... People also ask, why is Sausage Party rated R?
Because I think it was like an ode to like Fritz the Cat and shit, right?
To
make like an adult Pixar movie.
So he was one of the writers.
Yeah.
Original story was written by Rogen and Goldberg and Jonah Hill.
There you go. And then Goldberg and Rogen wrote like Superbad. They made Preacher, didn't they?
Yeah. And they did Pineapple Express together. Yeah. They've done plenty of good things. But then it was directed by...
What else have they done? They've done like quite a few things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like stacks of stuff. But yeah, and they're working on that Invincible series. They did The Interview. They did This Is The End.
Oh, This Is The End. This Is The End, I think, is...
They did Good Boys, but I think they just would produce on that. I think that
EP'd, yeah.
Yeah, have you seen that? It's great.
No, I have to watch it. This Is The End, I think, is like a movie I could watch 100 times. I still think that's like one of
Oh, wow. Things. This is a great little tie-in to what we're actually going to talk about tonight.
What, ribs?
That's soon to sausage ribs, pretty easy link to make. But this is not
sausage link.
This is not a link that I was expecting. So Sausage Party received generally positive reviews. It was a box office success and became the second highest grossing R-rated animated film of all time after it was surpassed by Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie, Mugen Train.
That's insane.
In 2020. Which went on to gross $401.5 million worldwide. Crazy. Yeah. So we're going to talk about Demon Slayer tonight.
Yeah.
But before we recorded, Angus and I took the kids out to our beautiful children.
Well, you just got out of surgery, and the doctor said,
"Yeah, you're like Levins. You need to." Stop hanging out with your wife or your gums will rot. You need to spend more time with Angus. So we took Archie and Tilly to... they took us, I guess you could say, to a place that we've been talking about for a long time on the podcast. We went to Pancakes on the Rocks, a chain restaurant.
Well, I believe if you've listened to a certain PayFam episode, the PDF menu has been read out.
Yeah, we went through it because neither of us had ever been.
No,
we just assumed all they did was sell pancakes.
The Rocks is like this historical part of Sydney,
the oldest part of Sydney,
the oldest part, some might say, and
of colonized Sydney.
It's right near like the Opera House and Harbour Bridge and shit. But there's a Pancakes on the Rocks tourist trap. Yeah, but they've since spread out, right? Like all around Sydney.
There's like, they're just pretty much
there's
there.
There's one in Darling Harbour.
Darling Harbour and then like Western Sydney, I think. And there's one very close to my house.
Next to a Bunnings.
Yeah, it's the weirdest block. It's like a Bunnings, like a massive like Tool. A
Thai place.
Tool. What would you say Bunnings is to an American?
Oh, Bunnings is like...
Bunnings, probably just, people from America probably just know it as like a place where Australians sometimes say they get sausage sizzles from.
No, they have like a big thing. Why can't I remember the name of it?
They're like a warehouse for tools and shit like that.
What's the name called? You will know it.
What?
The name when I say it.
Like the American version of Bunnings.
Yeah, they have a name.
That's where Walter White gets the... Or where Jesse goes to buy the... He buys the wrong tubs.
Home Depot.
There you go.
Home Depot. That's like the big one. Yeah.
So there's Bunnings. There's a McDonald's. There's a KFC. There's a weird Thai restaurant, a service station, and a Pancakes on the Rocks.
It's
all
insanity.
It's in the one block. Less than 100 square meters of each other.
Yeah. It reminds me of... Yeah. It's wild.
There's one in one of the worst parts of Sydney, Campbelltown. There's a place that's fondly known as Fat Fuck Corner by all the locals. And they have on the one corner, it's a McDonald's, a KFC, a Pizza Hut, a Sizzler, but it's probably not there anymore. A Krispy Kreme.
Jesus.
And like three other things all in the one block.
Eventually, there's always a line coming out of them.
Yeah, because there's nowhere else to eat there. It's bizarre. There's like six McDonald's in Campbelltown.
That's that poor socioeconomic rinse. And then the kids end up working there.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
At least now they can become drill rappers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the two career options for young people in Campbelltown.
Or they could sell like wraps at McDonald's.
Yeah.
There's two types of rappers.
Or drills at Bunnings.
This is it. It's perfect.
But yeah, so we went to Pancakes on the Rocks to find out what they sell there
None of
at night time.
Pancakes. Oh, the kids did.
The kids, yeah. I mean, Archie's just excited. He was like, "Can we have? Oh, I want to try the pizza or the burger. Oh, can I get the pizza and the burger?" I'm like, "What? We're out at Pancakes on the Rocks, Archie." But that's it. We got ribs. So I've been dieting for 45 days. Today was the last day of my gym did like a challenge where basically you and a bunch of teams try and lose as much weight as possible. I lost 8 kilos in 45 days. So that's all of the weight that I put on during quarantine.
And now I put last year someone from the ribs.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm going to be shitting for most of tomorrow. they weren't that great.
No,
We got beef short ribs. They were good.
Yeah, my one weren't that good.
The pork ribs are fucking awful.
Yeah, they were just burnt. They just had a burnt taste.
Yeah, like they were cooked well until I then threw them back on the grill and then they charred them way too much.
It was so charred. The beef was good.
Yeah, that was tender. It was moist.
Yeah. This wasn't good.
Didn't live up to the food that we were watching on all those
YouTubes. Yeah, at least we didn't watch that first.
What was one you showed me?
How to barbecue right.
He's great. You got to watch the host of that. We might play some of his clips in PayFam tonight.
He's really nice.
That is some good shit.
Yeah, that's like ASMR for kind boys.
He sounds like four South Park characters at once.
Yeah.
It's great. But yeah, so we went to the very, very, like, you know, we were excited to go there. Pancakes on the Rocks. Do you want to pass the verdict? Do we want to talk about atmosphere first?
It was, for the time, which was quite early, it was like
6:30. No, I mean, this place opens at 7 a.m., so no, it wasn't quite early.
No, I mean, early for dinner. I would call like dine time for me. And once I've said that out loud, I do realize that it is a family establishment and that families with young children do eat early.
It was packed. It was over 100 people.
It was packed.
Only three staff on the floor. We've all got
COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we were the... Yeah, we were enjoying ourselves.
Well, that was a long wait.
I was trying to think of what to say, and then I was like, no, I better not say
that. We've been smoking a little bit of
Kevin's semi-old weed,
yeah. You've been smoking the new Seth Rogen strain?
But it was, you know, it was an enjoyable experience.
Can you do the Seth Rogen laugh?
How is it?
I don't know.
How is it? Is it like... That's it. Exactly. Now we sound like Babes and Butthead. Yeah, it was like, you know, a classic like Pizza Hut or Sizzler vibe, right? It was a very, this building could be gutted and turned into anything you want it to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Type of situation. It is like not too dissimilar to, I guess, an Arby's or a, you know, a Chili's.
It's more like a Waffle House, I guess, in America.
I meant like the interior.
Yeah, it's like a steakhouse. Like
you can knock down anything and put up another corporate photo.
You can pave paradise and put one of these up.
Totally,
sure.
Yeah. Do Chili's still exist in Australia?
No, there was one at Fat Fuck Corner.
There's one at Shell Harbour Square for a long time. I remember going once.
There was a Hog's Breath Cafe there too.
Speaking of, I should check my messages.
Angus is trying to buy some, like... windows from a now out of business Hog's Breath Cafe, which is another Australian chain, like failed chain. Like, what are they, like a beef and prawn?
Curled potato.
That's the weirdest. It's and their mascot is like a pink pig wearing sunglasses.
These people have no information about it either.
But yeah, we found one of our friends found someone just giving it away for free, all of the signage from within a Hog's Breath. You got
to
get it.
Oh, I need
it
to get looks it.
Like Angus is like talking about trying to pick up like what would be like 2 meter long frosted glass that says Hog's Breath across it. Hog's Breath Cafe.
The best thing is like I've famously been banned from their social media, but the irony of me.
Because for 3 weeks in a row on every single one of their posts, Angus said that he got kicked out of Hog's Breath Cafe for getting a hand job at the salad bar. At the Hog's Shell, yeah.
In 1998. None of that was true. But then other people started commenting it as well. It became like a I Am Spartacus.
Yeah, that's great.
Situation. And but I would love the fact that I'm still blocked from all of their social media, but I send a photo of me somehow inside. I've built my own Hog's Breath. It's like, you can ban me from your pages, but you can't ban me from being you.
It's like when you ran Pluck a Duck memes, which was for a while a Hey, It's Saturday, this awful TV show that we grew up with. Like basically a meme page dedicated to this variety show.
It slowly made the transition to making
memes about an Italian chef. But
what was better? I don't know. Both are great.
Both were amore. That's for sure. But so because of
now. You can follow it on Instagram.
What is it again? At Pluck a Duck memes. Because of the Pluck a Duck connection, Hey, It's Saturday connection, you got actual Hey, It's Saturday diehard fans.
Yeah.
Like interacting, trying to interact with the page. Yeah, and like we would kind of go down the rabbit hole and follow what these people were like, what their lives were like.
One guy had reconstructed an entire Pluck a Duck like machine where he pedaled on a
stationary bike. So Pluck a Duck was a guy who dressed up as a duck with a red jacket and a cap. And he would ride on like a exercise bike that was rigged
like a
up to
on this show.
Yeah, and like it would spin a bunch of things flying through the air, and then someone from the audience would pick a duck.
They would range from like a portable CD player to the coveted Nissan Pulsar.
And so this guy had like was so obsessed. Every single thing that he posted about was Hey, It's Saturday related.
Yeah, or just Channel 9 news host.
Yeah,
to be like It was a great day at the Royal Show where I met
Lavinia Nixon or something.
Yeah, so insane.
And he'd rigged up his own pluck-a-duck machine.
Yeah.
But he'd bought every known...
It's like that scene in Burn After Reading when George Clooney finally finishes that like
the dildo chair. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, holy shit.
Yeah. But yeah, so this could be you. You could be making that.
Seth Rogen.
I'm really bad at it. I'm going to Google Seth Rogen laugh so we have something to work with tonight.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and whenever we make a joke instead of me laughing at my own jokes.
We'll do Seth.
I'll do Seth. Yeah, yeah. You ready? Seth Rogen laughs for 30 seconds. But yeah, so the
funny when you think about celebrities laughing, a lot of them conceal them.
Really? I think it's a quirk.
But I can't think of Marky Mark laughing, can you?
Mark Wahlberg laughing, let's see if it's on YouTube.
I can't think of it, can you?
I reckon he strikes a short laugh. A short laugh?
Mark Wahlberg laughing.
So
then the teddy bear is just talking to me. It's funny stuff. He's smoking weed. He's touching girls' titties.
Okay, so really this is a 7-minute video. I don't know if we want to do it, but it's Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg face off by telling dad jokes to each other. The first one to laugh loses.
Well, I guess go towards like 6 minutes.
Yeah, okay, sure. Okay.
Oh, there he is.
I reckon.
You mean my punchline, I'm going to crack you with this.
So Will Ferrell definitely laughed first. He has no personality. I don't think he's going to laugh. I don't care.
He must be tired too because he's been up since 2 a.m. praying and that looks like it was shot in the afternoon.
I reckon this is definitely not the first time you've thought about what Mark Wahlberg's laughs sounds
like. No, I just realized then, like, you don't really... I mean, I know how Tom Cruise laughs.
I know the face he makes when he laughs. Yeah. What does it sound like?
I think he has a silent laugh.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how Son of the Mask laughs. I don't think he laughs.
Jamie Kennedy as Son of the Mask.
As Son of the Mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Son of the Mask, but I still will call that character Son of the Mask.
Yeah.
Son of the Mask. What a dog shit title for the movie too.
Yeah,
how many minutes are we in?
This is a record. The longest we've gone without talking about Son. It's 21 minutes.
Yeah, people must be like, fuck, they're doing it again. Or as it's known in Japan, Mask 2, baby.
We want to have the biggest collection of Son of the Mask merchandise.
At the mansion where they shot the scene.
In the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, we want to have the highest collection. The biggest collection of Son of the Mask.
We're going to open a gift shop every Halloween.
Yeah. No ID necessary.
Yeah. But you have to make sure.
I'm on my 500th rewatch of the famous scene.
Can't tail my eyes off you.
I was watching it again and something stuck out to me, which I had to raise with you. And I was like, the bouncer asks for ID, but Son of the Mask, aka Jamie Kennedy, aka
Tim Avery, come on,
is searching for an invitation. But the bouncer doesn't ask for one.
He doesn't say, where's the invitation?
No, he says,
where's the ID?
He goes, ID?
ID.
I hardy har.
Hardy har.
IV. ID, not IV. And then he goes, my bad.
I want to do a screening of that movie, but also maybe
I just want
us describing that scene.
It'd be good if you and I just did it for 90 minutes over and over again. Just that scene, just talked about it.
It is the most baffling scene I've ever seen. And I've seen it like you 500 times.
I remember he's begrudgingly going to a like Halloween party, and for some reason he can't find his costume, and he grabs in the car the mask and puts
that
it
his
on.
His dog found
transforms in the car, and then
to the son of the mask.
To the son of the mask, and that big leg comes out, and then he wears white when he goes boing, and then. He spins around and wears red. And
oh yeah, there's so many like costume changes and like yeah, like they re-recorded so much of the vocal takes in post.
My bad.
It just adds to the insanity of that beautiful scene.
My bad. Oh. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't tell my.
You can't
eyes
take
off
it. Tell your mind off it. But yeah, do you want to give a rating to Pancakes on the Rocks?
It was a good experience to a degree.
The kids got shit burgers, which they ate all of.
Was it really bad?
There was just, it was like a burnt rissole with like a Kraft single and ketchup. That was it.
That's so depressing. On a burger bun.
It was fucking $8.95.
We should have gone to McDonald's actually.
No, I was like legitimately, like, this is like my first meal in 45 days that like
Cactus Jack.
I look forward to. And it was, yeah, it was, look, the beef ribs, they were fine, but they were also $46.
It's so expensive.
So expensive. For like the worst establishment.
Did I give you enough?
Yeah, yours were like $42.95. Okay. Yeah.
It was $49. That's so expensive.
So we, yeah, Angus got the pork ribs. I got the beef ribs. We split it in half.
Yeah.
And they came with the chips that came in with
chips
it were good.
Chips were the best thing about it.
Yeah, we both should have splurged and got the $46 beef short, world famous beef short ribs.
Can you imagine that? $90 at Pancakes on the Rocks. And then your kids
we spent $150 at Pancakes on the Rocks.
It was $127.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go,
my bad.
My bad. Smoking gives you cancer. I believe that was a line.
Yeah.
I want to watch it with Jim Carrey as well. And just be like.
Like the weird 2021 now, era Jim Carrey.
I think he would find some weird beauty in it. I think he'd be a fan.
I was driving. Do you ever like just. Oh, you don't have CarPlay yet. So
no.
CarPlay is like when you hook Apple like an iPhone to your car and like it works with Siri and stuff. So sometimes I'll be driving and I'll need a new distraction, and so I'll just say Siri, play this band. And the other day I was like, I don't know, I want to know how many REM songs do I know. So I started listening. I just said, play REM. She starts playing a bunch of REM's greatest hits, and that movie, the Jim Carrey movie, the Andy Kaufman story that
Man
he did, Good Man on the Moon.
Yeah.
That was only named Man on the Moon because REM do a song called Man on the Moon.
About Andy Kaufman.
Which just says Andy Kaufman. But it's not just Andy Kaufman.
No, it's like, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Yeah, but there's also other people there. But is that the only reason they called that movie Man on the Moon?
Yeah. I think it was like at that point, probably the biggest pop cultural reference outside of Taxi and stuff for Andy Kaufman. But they did the score for the movie too.
Yeah, and they did a new song that for it too.
I'm crashing to the ground. The stairs. Yeah, I like R.E.M. I've always had a soft spot for R.E.M.
I remember buying Patton Oswalt's first book, going like, oh, this will be really funny, like full of like comedic essays and like, interesting moments from his career. And I swear, like, there's at least two or three chapters just about how much he likes R.E.M.
Hard not to.
Especially like their first or second album.
What was their first one? Document or something?
Maybe.
Green.
Have you got a favorite R.E.M. song?
I don't know about song. It's probably really... I really like Ebo the Letter.
Oh, yeah.
You know that? That's actually a handwritten letter originally to River Phoenix.
Oh, right. Cool.
And then just put to music.
I'm a big fan of one of their more annoying songs, Stand.
Oh, yeah.
Stand.
Yeah, it's an earlier one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah. I also, super basic, but also love Night Swimming.
Night Swimming's beautiful. Yeah, Murmur's there. Is Murmur there? No, it can't be their first album.
It's either Murmur or Document, I think.
Murmur, then Reckoning. Document's their fifth album.
Oh, okay, fuck. When's Green after Document?
Yeah, Green's 1988.
Then Out of Time.
Out of Time. Automatic for the People.
New Adventures. Oh, Monster. New Adventures and High Five.
Which one's like, what's the frequency? Can it when you stand there?
That's a great song.
It's a great song, yeah.
I never understood.
Crush with Eyeliner.
Crush with Eyeliner's on that, yeah.
Yeah.
New Adventures and Hi-Fi is sick as well.
End of the World as We Know It is a great song.
And I feel fine.
What's the... Is it Tommy Boy or Black Sheep where they're trying to sing along to that song in the car? And they
I forget which one. I know that scene. That's a good bit. Shiny Happy People, Losing My Religion. There's so many fucking
Furry Happy Monsters. You ever seen when R.E.M. were on Sesame Street?
Yeah.
We both... Angus and I are both the proud owners of the Lego Sesame Street.
Yeah, so if you can tell us how to get there...
It's such a sick set.
So sick.
This week, Archie and I finished a set that I bought the week Archie was born. I bought the Simpsons Lego set.
Holy shit.
It was announced that week and I pre-ordered it.
9 months after you nutted for the first time, you celebrated by buying the Simpsons house.
And I finally built it this week with Archie, now that he knows what the again. Simpsons is.
In honor.
Somewhere in the Simpsons Somewhere. House. This
dope! Bark! Heidly ho! Homer!
Oh man,
I'm just doing it on my.
I meant to ask you because like Tilly's obsessed with playing with the minifigs. I was like, oh, you should ask the kids what all the characters' names are.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Because
Tilly knows Maggie, Lisa, Bert, and Nudge. Nudge.
Nomer.
Nudge.
Bert.
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 I want to go to Moe's Tavern.
Norge.
I'm hoping that we get the house from the Cleveland show set next.
Peter. Do they move or something? I never watched. I've only watched the clip with Jamie Kennedy and the clip with Kanye West in it.
Yeah, right. Maybe they move to Cleveland.
I'm moving to Cleveland, Peter.
Oh, Cleveland. You can't move to Cleveland.
Ah, freaking hell, Cleveland.
Geez, Cleveland.
He's like,
yo, Cleveland.
Who's that?
Putty. No, it's the.
Oh, okay, right. Joe.
Yo, Cleveland. Yeah. You can't leave town like that. And then who's going to push me in my wheelchair?
No, I can't do it. That's pretty good. Okay, then.
Cleveland.
Hey, Cleveland, does that mean your wife's going to be living here? All right.
All right. Cleveland.
Cleveland show. His surname show. Like he's called Son of the Mask.
Yeah, it's the Cleveland show.
Cleveland show.
That Cleveland show.
It was nice that Seth MacFarlane let a black guy finally start speaking for Cleveland, I think.
Oh, is that actually what happened?
Yeah, this year.
This year?
Or last year.
So after like fucking BLM. Seven seasons of Cleveland show or Family Guy.
But like, so like finally like 20 the actor is playing Family Cleveland guy. Is now black.
That's crazy. He's still doing... an impersonation baby. Of a white dude's
doing
impersonation
a
of a black guy.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Because I saw they cast Dr. Hibbert this year.
Really?
After 40 years.
Is that progress? I don't know. It's weird. I feel like just write the character out.
Like, you don't need the doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Hibbert rules, but like...
Yeah, he's...
And he's a figment. He's a moment in time that, like, okay, yeah. Maybe that's past.
He was being, like, Cosby, wasn't he, essentially?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, maybe don't reference Cosby.
Fuck, imagine being... I mean, like, I'm glad that people are getting work, but, like, yeah, oh, if you could please make your sound a bit more stereotypically. Like, imagine if you could sound less like yourself and more like what a white version of...
A white person who's never hung out with a black person what they think they sound like.
Because they would never like actually get like an Indian actor to play.
I remember there
Apu,
was a discussion
right?
about that. I remember like, yeah, they were like, will they get any? And it's like, well, no.
Because like you'd have to change, unless they were like, this is the new Apu.
Like retcon.
His last name has a few less syllables. He has a different job. Like, I don't know. You would have to like get rid of so much of the stereotypes that made him a character. I mean, I know you can argue that like, yeah, that's just the beginnings of that character.
Remember how
so
well
much
the Simpsons handled it? Where they like looked at the camera
oh
and like, we're not going to do anything.
So bad, yeah.
So trash.
That's so funny they replaced Cleveland.
Yeah, they replaced Cleveland and Hibbert in the last few years. That's progress.
That was like one of the weirdest moments last year when...
Simpsons characters.
Well, no, when it was like instead of like, you know, fucking arresting a few police officers.
Yeah.
Hollywood took it upon itself to like...
Hank Azaria should stop being that character.
And like remove a few episodes of TV shows.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
and then like It's Always Sunny removed episode or something where there's blackface. No, were they like...
I mean, I definitely think you should at least put a warning before episodes.
I think you need a warning. Yeah.
It says like, hey, look,
unless you're like lynching
this
somebody.
Is no good. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think when it's comedy, it's like these people know it's bad. Like a lot of the time the characters are detestable.
I think if people know that it already exists too, by taking it away, you're almost losing ownership of it. Like you kind of sweep it under the rug.
It's that same vibe. And this probably doesn't sound like right, but it reminds me of like,
can't wait.
No, no. It's just like when people watch South Park and they're just like, oh, that's a dangerous show because Cartman says stuff. It's like, yeah, the whole point is you don't want to be Cartman while watching. You know what I mean? It's like you're taking the wrong... Like, that's on you almost. Like, watching a show and being like, oh, yeah, the despicable characters from It's Always Sunny are doing blackface. That's cool then. And it's like, no, these people are losers. Like, their characters aren't people you're supposed to be like. I think that's... Yeah, and once you take that away, I think then you've lost. And kind of the message you were originally going to do is just, like, showing how stupid that is.
No, I think, like... I think it's important for people that have done those things in the past to have ownership of them and explain 100%. Why they did them and why they'll never do them
also,
again.
Also, things are historical too. Yeah, yeah. Like, and if you start erasing those things, the points of reference of like progress do disappear.
And like, and you know what I mean? Know, yeah. Like it takes watching something that people did a long time ago to realize, oh, we can't do that anymore.
Totally. It takes you like even watching like Aladdin and seeing like Robin Williams do brown yeah, face yeah. for half of the movie, like being all these characters. And you're like, oh yeah, they wouldn't do that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the, Robin knew. That's why he's like, well.
I get the whole like brands buying. When brands like get right behind. Like at the moment, we've got Mardi Gras going on in Sydney.
Yeah.
Which is
which originally started as a protest 40 something years ago.
Yeah, totally.
Now you got ANZ calling them like gay TMs.
Like, and like every brand turns their Twitter logo
rainbow
for like two weeks, then quickly switches it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, keep this energy up all year.
And like, oh man, even like, I listen to a lot of the IGN podcasts and they'll be like, oh, and tomorrow we've got this creator, this creator, this creator, this creator.
You know what they all have in common?
They all happen to be black. Hell. They all happen to be black, and because it's just been Black History Month.
Oh yeah.
They're going to be in our Black History stream tomorrow on IGN.
Put them on throughout the
and
year.
And I was like, oh, what does that mean? They're going to be like talking about like, you know,
black
like
history?
Black history or black, you know, like black involvement in games or what Mario the gaming brother. Industry can do to, you know, amplify
Jax
black voices.
Mortal Kombat
and it's
2.
Like, no, they're going to be playing Among Us, but it's just called the Black History Stream. What's the, who benefits
it's so
from
dog
that?
Shit. Just like have it's good. These people in all year or do something different with your platform for that episode.
Yeah. I just, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we think you're a great, great black creator. Can you come play Among Us?
Yeah. But also the people who fund this show are systematically racist.
Yeah, like, and like, yeah, like the four people announcing that you're going to be doing this tomorrow are all white.
It's so dog shit. It's
very weird, man.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why we'll never have a person of color host HeyFam with us because we stick by our guns. You sign up for a show with two white guys babbling about the Son of the Mask. Guess what, losers?
That would be great if you just got recast.
For one episode and unexplained.
For one episode where me and the other host play Among Us for an hour.
I tell you what, we need
happy Black History Month.
No, I was going to say, we need more than a month for Son of the Mask month. You know, that's a year. That's why you can't...
Mask History Month.
Son of the Mask History Month. Green lives, baby. Green masks matter. I love your baby.
Wife's invitations matter.
Fuck. The interview you and I watched last week, when I forget, was it when they were doing a press junket and he was like saying, I'm not married in it. And he's like, no, I am married. And he obviously hadn't seen the movie, remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just,
fuck, he's such a horrible person.
When is he going to put his son of the mask
up? I check
up?
The channel every day.
I know. He's very into cancel culture. He's very against it, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
Which is great because he can't try and cancel us for talking.
Oh yeah,
shit
I
him.
Think he'd be into it.
Into the last 5 minutes, he'd be like, "Yeah, man, fuck Black History Month."
No, just the tokenistic Black History stuff. So yeah, and then the last thing you posted was inside the mind of a performer. But it got me showing, and you remember that McDonald's had a like website for Black McDonald's.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Called like Black 365, and it was just again like another ill thought like corporate decision that was like,
how this is like quite recent too, right?
Yeah, this is like within the last 4 or 5 years. It's just like,
and it only like it was mostly like their fried chicken products
stuff
and
like, yeah, like, stuff yeah, like yeah. that. I remember even hearing somewhere like a black comedian once talking about it, or a black commentator, and they're like, McDonald's trialed fried chicken for a while and they were giving it away for free or half price in like poor black neighborhoods to try and like combat Popeyes. They're going to like areas where Popeyes was or something. Wow. But they purposely were just like, let's get, it's just like so fucking racist. Like it's not a promotion if you're doing that in like poor predominantly black areas.
A friend of mine, Yvonne Clam, wrote an article for a food publication here called Gourmet Traveler. And it's about authenticity. And basically it's about like restaurants that aren't owned by, like, to give you an example, there is a restaurant called Some Young Guys.
Sounds like a, hey, I'm looking for a Some Young Guy.
You know, it's a reference to Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah.
Cream of Some Young Guy.
Cream of Some Young Guy. Yes.
Which is a movie from...
Just taking it back to The Simpsons.
Yep. That's a movie from 1991.
Two. One or two.
Things have changed since then. As
Oh, yes. I'll have the Cream of Some Young Guy, Benjamin.
Yeah.
But dude, I watched Austin Powers the other night speaking Mike Myers.
Sick, dude. Would you want to start a podcast about him?
No.
So she wrote, yeah, she wrote an article about like all of the white owned restaurants in Australia.
What other names are there? I want to rate them on a.
I can't find.
I want to rate them from a Hibbert to a. To Cleveland.
The article is, I've just got to find it. It's crazy. Like, I think they're like, they're in the Gold Coast. And
did
it's
they
like
speak, did she like contact them or did they like try to defend themselves?
Yeah, I've got to find their.
Some young guy. So they're just like white people.
Oh, fuck, where is it? No, it's not. That's the wrong article.
Oh, yes. I'll have the cream of some young guy. Man, Wayne's World is a perfect film.
Oh, one of the best ever. But you know, you have to write like racist or something like that to find the tagline. The problem with problematic restaurant names. This is what it is. Fuck. Here we go. So we've got some young guys, and it's spelt like SOME young guys.
But so it just then, sounds
but
like.
But then it's written in like shitty like
Oriental font.
Character. And I did that in, yeah, exactly. Air quotes. Yeah.
Because of the. Remember the Maggi 2 minute noodles flavor? Oriental. Yep. It was like written in faux. They're like, it looks like kanji, but it's actually like the Roman alphabet. Damn.
Yeah, it's like a guy in the States highlighted the problematic nature of their business name before they opened. And the quote is, he was posting all this stuff on social media saying we shouldn't be using the name and it's this and it's that. And we kind of freaked out a little bit and went, is it going to be pushing it a bit too far? And we just thought, no. And then just like, these like fucking white Aussie Queensland shitheads.
And we thought, did it? No.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good article. Hey, so we should talk about Demon Slayer quickly.
Yeah.
Because I went fucking classic me style off the deep end and just did nothing but... I watched 26 episodes of an anime in 3 days and then followed it up with watching the new movie in 40X.
Big back on your bullshit.
It's been a hell of a week. I'm
trying to find the McOriental from McDonald's. I think they've deleted it from their history. Do you remember that one?
The McOriental. Yeah, we've talked about it on the podcast.
I just want to see that font. That's the font.
It's the same font. Yep.
Oh, they call it the Asian. Oh, no, that's a... that is a McDonald's one.
Jesus.
It's literally called the Asian and written in like faux... what's that one? China's Spam Oreo Burger.
Yum. I would eat that. It's weird as fuck, but I would eat it.
I couldn't eat the Oreo. Would be weird. I can't do that shit, man. I can't do that.
You just ate ribs from a pancakes place.
Yeah, I know. You're right. The Asian's crazy. It's just literally
the burger called the Asian burger.
Fuck me. Anyway, yeah. Speaking of,
not even a McAsian burger.
Speaking of McOriental comics.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So yeah, I saw Demon Slayer, which is known as Kimetsu no Yaiba in Japan.
I hope she hears that, bro.
the great nation of Japan hears that. The great lady, Japan.
The rising sun.
I've read all the manga before. It ended like partway into last year, and it was solid. It was good.
Quiwala was ahead.
I watched like the first couple episodes of the anime, and it got really really popular. And I just kind of dropped off, and then never went back.
Were you watching it weekly when it was coming out or something?
That's right. Yeah, when it started. And that kind of one of the fight scenes from like episode 9 went viral. Where they're It's like Tanjiro is fighting the
arrows or the balls.
Yeah, the dude with the arrows and the girl with the throwing the balls. That went viral.
Oh really?
And that's when popularity in the West really picked up.
Why did it go viral? Because it's so bonkers.
Just like someone like it's like an unbelievably well animated fight scene.
The concepts it introduces to you, like showing you arrows and stuff, which under like lesser skilled storytellers or animators would be laughable, but you're just like, this is the best way to show this. Like it's sick. He gets a fucking poster note on his head which helps him see arrows and fights his dude for like two episodes of it, and you're just like, this is sick.
So it's about this dude Tanjiro who his family is killed by demons, and his second eldest in the family, Nezuka, his sister, is turned into a demon, and he makes a promise that he will turn her back into a person. And so basically it's about him learning to become a demon slayer so that he can kill the head demon that turned
his
sister.
Vibes, I find the show. Yeah. There's all these like funny characters. She's kind of like Angel, except he doesn't fuck her. I think that's it. That's all. It's one-to-one other than that.
But this series is immensely popular. It's huge. It's
the highest grossing film in Japan. It'd be not only highest grossing animated, but highest grossing film full stop.
And
which is crazy.
Yeah, it's the manga sold, like outsold every, like, so the thing was the top 25 highest selling manga volumes last year, all but one of them were Demon Slayer.
It's crazy. I wonder what it is, the appeal. I think it's just like a good story.
I think it's classic, and it's very reminiscent of other like battle shonen manga.
It's also like it's just like a very traditional story, you know. Yeah, person totally. Meets like wayward friends who are a bit different but have, you know what I mean,
totally, yeah,
work together. There's elements of Harry Potter even, I found, with like the birds giving them missions and
yeah,
you know what I mean, everyone has powers. Like I'm finding its appeal, what I got interested in is like its international appeal, and I think it's like, despite the fact being set in like a older era in Japan, like what, 100, 200 years ago, it's like got such a universal appeal. I think it taps into so many different things that are like recognized worldwide. I think, I don't know. Does that sound weird or?
Yeah, no, totally.
Like the demons are kind of like the Buffy vamp. Did you watch Buffy?
Yeah, of course.
They're kind of like the vampires and that, and they're not like mindless zombies. Like they chat and have personalities.
Yeah,
and
no,
have
totally.
Names.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen like that to that degree, I think, since like Buffy even.
It's
like
not even about them having personalities. Like Tanjiro makes an effort to connect
to
with
humanize
them,
them.
Humanize them as
yeah.
they die.
And even the whole like demon thing is like a vampire, like, you know, the blood gets transfused. It's like very,
yes,
very vampiric, but they're not. Yeah, I don't know. I see a lot of like crossover with a lot of big pop culture things, and I'm like, oh, that's why this is big. It taps into so many like things.
So it, The first season of the anime, which is on Netflix, by the way, in Australia.
Oh, yeah, Semen Slayer.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Maybe we should call the episode that. Can we?
Sure, we can call it Semen Slayer. Sick. I love it. I'll allow
What's
it.
What's the Japanese name?
Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Kametsu Yami.
Great. Kametsu, yes, yummy.
Yummy.
Great.
Yeah. Semen Slayer.
But yeah, so it came out, like the movie came out last year at like the height of COVID.
Still,
like,
more people went to see it.
And it's
so good.
The best 3D opening weekend ever in Japanese theaters and the top grossing film worldwide for the weekend, despite several safety measures adopted for COVID.
Dude,
it's such
wild.
As space seating, lifting emissions to about, so basically like cinemas could only allow half attendance.
But it still managed to like sell out. That's insane.
Because the franchise is just so popular, and it's insane that like last year at the height of the popularity, the creator ended the series at chapter 206.
That's tight.
And
I have
they
so
haven't,
much respect for that.
They haven't like announced what they're doing next yet. We have no idea.
I know there's some light novels that the creator wrote or co-wrote as well.
Right.
That are set in between like stuff.
Okay.
I don't know if they've been translated yet.
Sure. It's been submitted to. For consideration for
Academy Award
for animated picture this year.
How good would it be finally if a Chinese cartoon wins? Oh, it already has Spirited Away.
Well, this beat Spirited Away at the Japanese box office.
Your Name should have taken out that year. I thought that was like there
Levins.
Was no better animated movie that year.
Oh yeah, Your Name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think I said?
I was making a joke.
Oh, My Name Jeff.
Yes.
Because the movie was just called Jeff in the same font.
Even in Australia, the movie he has made $2 million at the box office. Like a fucking anime.
It's bonkers.
And it's not like, it's not an introduction to the series. It is a direct, like, it would be the first.
You couldn't watch it if you hadn't seen
it. No, absolutely not. I thought it was like, because the One Piece movies just exist in this like never realm, but that like, you know, they don't adapt the actual manga. It's just like a weird story that they cobble together.
Everything's with all the canon. Characters. This is the post-Disney Star Wars approach, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the series is... It covers chapter 1 through 53 of the manga, and this chapter, the movie covers like
20 chapters.
53, like, yeah, like 60 something. Thanks, Siri. I will.
I won't have to because I'm listening to the pod.
But yeah, it's like, you know, this is very much like you would not go see this movie unless you've seen all of the series or read all the manga.
And I think Netflix Australia were very wise to drop it this week.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's worldwide.
I don't think it's worldwide. I'm not sure. I don't think it is anyway. But yeah, that's great timing on their part.
Sony are distributing it. I'm not sure about worldwide, but in Australia, there's so many logos before it when you see it.
I love whenever you see,
all the distributors go, oh, throw our logo in there too.
Well, like, we'll pay this much, so put ours first, and it has to go longer. Yeah, I'm gonna go see it next week. Yeah, I'm gonna do 40X.
Yes, I saw it in 40X today. Like I said, I dropped off the actual series and didn't watch it. I don't know why. I was enjoying
it's
it.
Sick.
I just stopped. You mentioned you were going to rewatch it, and I was like, no, watch Jujutsu Kaisen instead. It's even better.
No, I hadn't watched it. I was like, I'm going to watch Demon Slayer.
I started watching it again on Monday.
From the start, yep.
And
the pacing's so good.
As I mentioned, I've finished this big dieting challenge. I was also doing an insane exercise challenge where I've been training every day for the last 45 days. And then for the last 10 days, starting last Monday, I woke up and I ran 1 kilometer. Then I rode 1 kilometer on a rowing machine. And then I did 1 kilometer on an assault bike. Do you know what an assault bike is?
Yeah.
It's like you're sitting and you've got to move your arms and pedal at the same time.
Offers you candy. And then
It's Mark Wahlberg's.
It's one of your mom's friends. It's one of your mom's bike's friends.
Yeah.
And it's going to take you home from school.
And then the next day I did 2 kilometers on each.
Yeah.
And the next day I did 3 and 4 and 5. And then today was the 10th day. And so I rode 10 kilometers. And I rode 10 kilometers on the assault bike and I ran 10 kilometers. And when I was on the bike and on the rower, like the rower, I do about just under five minutes per kilometer. I started watching anime. I started watching Demon Slayer. And fuck, man, watching stupid battle anime is the most inspiring shit to pull through. Like, there are so many moments where you're like, why am I doing this? Yeah. I just want to give up. It's so stupid. I still have 4 kilometers to go. Ugh. And then you're actually watching a scene and it's like, no, don't give up. You can't give up. You must push on.
Yeah.
Do it. And you're like, okay, I can do it.
One of my favorite things in the show is just, and it reminds me a lot of bits of Death Note where that's just like overanalyzing something that would take like a second in real life, like a punch,
mm-hmm.
but then spending like 2 or 3 minutes of like internal monologue. Oh, yeah, that's like my favorite trope in anime, where it's just like, huh, if I put my foot to the left and if I breathe in slightly, it's just like, yes, this level of like spectrum that you're touching.
Internalized. It's just so good. Yeah, I thought it's so much fun.
That was one of my favorite things when I watched Death Note, just the internal monologuing of like one chapter was about, I think we spoke about it, it was like the packet of chips.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like so amazing. It was like the big dramatic.
It gets so annoying towards the end of that series when you're reading it. Yeah.
It when L died.
That, you know, all of that is on
Netflix.
Netflix too. Netflix is so much dubbed. Anime on that.
Yeah, Netflix in Australia is. I've read they maybe a year ago that they're just like pumping money into anime. I think what they saw was opportunities, how there wasn't really like a global. There are like feuding ones. It's like
Crunchyroll, Anime and Crunchyroll. Lab, yeah, Funimation, yeah.
And I think there's like, it's so Hive, split, whatever, but I think Netflix were like, well, why don't we try to be the global? And they make a lot of original now as well.
Yeah, so you've got all their originals. They bought Beastars and Devilman Crybaby.
Dorohedoro.
Yeah, and Japan Sinks, like, those shit. Kind of things. And then you've also got, so you can watch Evangelion.
Yeah.
You can watch every...
That's global rights.
Yep. Every Studio Ghibli movie.
Except for America?
Yeah, because HBO Max got them. You've got like classics like, yeah, Haikyuu. You've got One Piece. The first 200 episodes of One Piece are on there. Demon Slayer.
There's heaps.
So much. It's crazy. Like, yeah.
It's bonkers. I reckon in the next, like, if they were smart and, you know, just...
Netflix seemed to be. I mean, like, I feel like, especially with, like, how competitive... like Disney Plus is never going to try and buy anime.
No.
The only anime on exists on there is the bulk of their 90s television output, which was made by Japanese studios.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to see, like, gorgeously animated Winnie the Pooh, most of the Winnie the Pooh series is made by their Japanese division, which is why it looks so goddamn good. You want to watch that
Stitch anime, remember?
Oh, yeah.
One set in Japan.
Stitch, yeah.
Every time I went to Disneyland with, like, Japanese friends, they would be like... Stitch it. Every time they say Stitch. And
it's like, wait, why is that character big? And it's just so funny. Anything that
looks like resembles an anime character.
Little mascot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stitch
is more recognizable than Mickey Mouse, I'd say.
The aliens from Toy Story.
Oh, yeah. Aliens in Toy Story. The white cat from Aristocats.
Yes, yeah.
That's the enormous Tokyo Disneyland. You're just like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
The Cheshire Cat, obviously, very big there.
Yeah, so bonkers.
Yeah, so many funny.
Just cute cats, basically.
Yeah.
Cat Mario. Cat Mario is the biggest Disney character.
Yeah, yeah. Massive mascot there.
Cat Mario's Fury.
So I saw the new Demon Slayer movie at the movies today in 4DX. The last movie I saw in 4DX was Sonic the Hedgehog. And my biggest complaint after seeing that, which is effectively...
Not wet enough.
It's, yeah, you're watching it in a roller coaster. The seats move around and throw you. So you're watching certain scenes from like different angles and you get jolted about. And you even feel like if someone runs, you feel a vibration for every one of their footsteps.
Yeah.
And like, you know, at one point someone gets a sword in the back in Demon Slayer. And the thing that my chair fucking prodded me in the back.
That's dope.
But yeah, in Sonic the Hedgehog, the only time... Because there's a button on, it's like water on, water off. And I was like, fucking leaving this on. Yeah. Can't wait to see how it happens with this. And the only time it got used in Sonic the Hedgehog was when they got in a fight in a bar and someone like...
Oh, that's right. Throws a glass.
There's always like, and someone got beer on themselves. So yeah. I got like a little spray then. And I was like, oh, what a ripoff. No fucking water. This sucks.
How wet was this one?
Well, so Tanjiro, the main character from Demon Slayer, all of his sword moves are like water based. He's like a, you know, water spirit, whatever. Because that's the thing. Like, this is like such a classic, like, story.
There's electricity.
There's the elements play a big part, I feel like, in every big kind of battle anime or manga.
Because when they're doing that shit, that's not only us, the audience, can see the water shit.
Exactly.
It's not like he's shooting water out or anything.
But the 40X.
They don't know. It's open to interpretation.
Exactly.
You're getting drenched.
You're getting spritzed nonstop. And the best thing is, like,
you got a whap if you're sitting there. You got some wet.
Well, that's what I was going to get to, because you're getting pointed at all different angles.
Your dick is wet.
Straight up, I got like spritzed in the dick.
What was that great Justin Bieber thing where he's like, my dick area got wet?
That's right. Fuck.
Did Justin go see 40X?
Justin, remember, he's like, dick area.
Remember that? That was like one of my favorite things he's ever said. He's like, haha.
What was the context of it?
It's like he spilled a drink and he called his penis his dick area.
Okay.
Go away.
Justin Bieber, fucking hell. So he tweeted about... Fuck off, wham, reading websites in 2021 sucks ass.
Yeah.
Someone made a meme about not being cool until you've peed your pants with a picture of Bieber
with his wet pants.
Looking like he's peed his pants and he's drinking a green smoothie looking at his phone.
Yeah. And they've popped in a Billy Madison.
Yep. So Justin Bieber tweets, this is on February 24th, 2017. Someone got me flowers and I was driving, made a turn and the water spilled on my dick area. Didn't bother me. If it made you laugh, nice.
I love that. That's one of my favorite. Fuck. That's such a good tweet.
I might retweet it now.
Can you? Because I'm going to post it too. I need to find it. Dude, it's such a good tweet. I think about it heaps.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately. My dick area.
My dick area.
I love it's like so PC. He didn't say like my dick or my balls. He's like, he could have said crutch. Like, he doesn't.
Dick area is amazing.
Dick area is sweet. It sounds like a real estate agent's name. You know, there's like Dick Pound and names like that, like in business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, imagine someone called Dick Area. What were you counting then?
How many years it's been since February 24th, 2017?
Four.
Got my fingers out.
Someone, it's like someone needs to teach, like he doesn't know the word crutch.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
Dick area, so
if
great.
It made you laugh, nice.
And there's no punctuation in that last
sentence.
And it's
also like he's not even, he hasn't even included like an image of the photo. He's just straight up talking about dick area.
Someone got me flowers and I was driving. Made a turn and the water spilled on my dick area. Dot, dot, dot. Didn't bother me if it made you laugh, nice.
Nice. Man, that rules. Dick area. Dick demon area.
Yeah, so my dick area got blasted in the movies today.
Dick area. So good.
And man, like if anyone listening has access to a 40X cinema.
Oh yeah.
And
risk COVID.
Okay, here's my week plan for you. Get on that rower.
Start rowing.
Watch 26 episodes of Demon Slayer.
Rowboat Mickey.
Rowboat Mickey.
Get that dick area sop and wet down at that 40X cinema.
Go to a 40X cinema. Yeah.
Mask up. Did you wear a mask? No.
You got to wear it as you enter the cinema, and then you take it off when you. I mean, there was like six other people in the. It's so funny being.
And they're all like anime nerds who breathe with their mouths.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
Well,
it was
so
like
they would
the
have been
same,
dying.
It was the same, same amount of people that saw Sonic the Hedgehog in 40X last February. fucking hell, it's so funny thinking of like the pedigree of 40X movies. But this was so much better than Sonic.
Well, the first time I saw 40X was in Japan, and I've often
you saw
wondered,
a Fast movie, right?
No, The Force Awakens.
Oh, right.
But
The Force.
I've been wondering, and I'm sure the information's out there. Who programs the 40X?
Mm.
Perhaps, you know, much like the masters of animation, they're also the masters of 40X.
I want to meet those.
I want to meet the person who's like Foley, but they're like watching. They're sitting in a chair. Could you imagine, like you and I are working there, for example, and you're like watching it on screen. You are, and I'm like jabbing you with the chair. I'm like,
did this work? It's haptic feedback.
It's the same
shit that's in your game controllers.
It's ice
where, like,
cubes.
Yeah, Switch. Exactly. Like sometimes it's a little thud. Other times, you know, you can feel it coming from.
I like
the
little
away.
Thing that tickles your legs.
And the best thing is that they don't use it very often.
That's just a creepy man sitting behind me. Back in my day, 40X was
just a dude.
The old dick in a popcorn bucket.
Dick area in a popcorn.
That's what I
if it made
to,
you laugh, nice.
I was holding popcorn and spilled it on my dick area. If it made you nut,
oh,
nice.
No. Someone got me popcorn got and me I popcorn. Was watching a movie.
I was watching Sonic in 40X.
Took a turn and the popcorn spilled on my dick area.
If it made me
didn't
wet.
Bother me. If it made you laugh,
nice. Made you laugh, nice. That's literally, I want that on my tombstone. Just if it made you laugh, nice. It's such a nice, it's such a good outlook on life. Just, hey, if you have some, that's all I want out of this podcast. If someone ever comes out, hey, thanks for Hey Fam. Hey, if it made you laugh, nice.
So this movie, the bulk, it's entirely set on a train.
Yeah.
And there is a fight, a very long fight scene on top of the train. And watching it in 40X was one of the most ridiculously fun experiences I've ever had.
Sorry, I saw the tweet again. Just the fact he uses ya instead of you. If it made you laugh, nice. Oh yeah, the train would be crazy.
So
oh,
you're,
you know,
being you're being
you know,
like thrown
things, this particular audience's core interests are fucking anime and trains. Yeah. Like, no wonder why this movie made so much money. There's a particular type of person, i.e. me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very much
loves
into
those
this.
Trains.
Yeah, I would go like bullet train spotting in Japan. I'd book certain times and like make my family wake up at 5 a.m. so we get like the 6:07 from Hiroshima just to get like a particular model.
The train plays a very big role in this movie.
Train plays a big role in my life.
They fight on the train. They fight the train.
That's big Final Fantasy VII fighting the houses vibes.
And when they're fighting on top of the train, you're just being like actually just being jolted around the entire time.
Damn.
And the best thing is that they one of the lesser used 40X effects is there's a smoke. There's let some air out in a smoke machine. Oh yeah, and also because you're in a train, every time someone sticks their head out the window, they blow wind at you.
That rules.
But yeah, whenever the smoke machine went up, it would like because it's subtitled.
Yeah,
movie,
I was gonna say it would have been hard to read.
Well, yeah, it gets projected on the smoke. It's kind of cool.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go see it again. Maybe alone, like you as well, because I don't know anyone else who's watched it.
I'll probably see it again. It was really fun.
Because I was wondering if you couldn't enjoy it if you hadn't seen the show, right?
Yeah, no. It,
all right, let me rephrase that. Could Noon watch this movie without...
Oh, Noon could.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I needed.
Noon's probably watched spoilers for this movie anyway.
Yeah.
Noon,
he came over the other day when I was watching it, so I think he knows everything he needs.
Yeah, totally. Tanjiro is a massive crybaby. Lost his whole family. He's very loud.
No, he's not as big a crybaby as the blonde-haired
Zenitsu,
dude.
Yeah.
Zenitsu. He just cries and gets... His dick area wet.
The worst... I mean, I hate every manga for anime for like teenage boys. You have to have a pervert character and a coward character.
Yeah.
But in Demon Slayer, they made one character both of those things. Yeah. So he's by far the worst character.
He's horny and his dick area is...
lonely and sad.
Yeah. But if it made you laugh, nice. Nice.
And Osuke's my favorite. And he has the best hero moment in the movie too.
And he looks pretty.
And he's got the fucking pig head on his face.
No, but remember when he goes mask off, like, are you a girl? Which was interesting given the author is perhaps a member of the Japanese trans community.
Yeah.
Maybe the author sees themselves as Inosuke.
I think that kind of like beautiful long haired
boy. Oh yeah,
it's
a trope of all anime. Yeah, but I mean, it's interesting that the line is literally like, are you a girl?
Right, yeah, like, sure.
You know, normally... You know, of course, Evangelion, Kaoru and Shinji.
Yeah, yeah.
Their dick areas, AT fields are getting absolutely torn apart. But if it made you have third impact, nice.
Hey, guess what? That's the end of Hey Fam, but Pay Fam is on the horizon. And this week we're going to be talking about the new Pokemon news.
It's nice we started on Sausage Party and ended up with Dick Area.
Yeah, perfect. You know, Sausage Area.
Sausage Area.
Did you hear when Seth Rogen actually got up and when he won an award for Sausage Party? And do you know what his acceptance speech was?
No, but I've just realized both Bieber and him are Canadian.
Yeah, right.
So Dick Area must be a big vibe for them.
It was pretty good that he got up in front of like a massive crowd and said, "If it made you laugh, nice."
Now play his laugh.
Oh, funny. I didn't. Damn it! I thought you like when you... That was his acceptance speech. Just
it made you laugh. Nice.
Was he good as Pumbaa?
Yeah.
Did he do the laugh?
Like born to play that role.
Right.
Don't you think?
It's a pretty big insult.
No, I mean, he's just like a chilled out party animal.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, he sounds like Pumbaa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean he's like a warthog. I mean, like, it's like a chilled out dude who's literally like, they're the closest thing to stoners in the Disney pantheon.
Right.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Disney like, stoner show jokes. That's fun.
Yeah. Like, they definitely are. They hang out.
G-rated stoner stuff's fun.
They just hang out all day, like,
Scoob,
chilling.
Shag.
They're literally. They are definitely
Crush from Finding Nemo.
Oh yeah, the chicken from Surf's Up. No, I've never seen it. It's your chicken in Surf's Up.
Sure,
I might watch Surf's Up. The Surf's Up saga.
During PayFam.
Do you love how there's like Surf's Up, and then they made a sequel, and it's just all WWE people are in it.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
That's great. Let's talk about that on PayFam too. We're going to talk about the new Pokemon announcement. We're going to talk about the latest episode of WandaVision, and of course the long awaited. Deep dive into the Surf's Up.
Look, see, there's a chicken in it. Remember there was an era where every CG animated film had an emperor penguin in it?
Yeah.
It's just such a weird trope.
What was one? Like with the feet? Happy Feet?
Happy Feet.
What else is there?
This one? Probably yep. Rio.
Probably.
Okay, so stop and we'll start talking.
Okay, then. Come and join us over at PayFam. We're going to be talking about clearly some very important things. Patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month gets you an extra episode of HeyFam every single week.
Yeah.
Plus, you get to join our Discord. So why don't you go and do that?
Made it.
Patreon.com/HeyFam. Thanks so much for listening this week, and hopefully we'll see you in just a moment over at PayFam.
Hey!
Bam! 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 Bam!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.